Yeah, you know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Vance Pollock. And now is the time you should turn off your radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material. Because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'll be your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Hope has been abandoned a long time ago.
My business is keeping the boys warm. In the studio with producer Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore Mystical Arts. How's the coin business? How's the paranormal boutique business, Shelley?
Both are great. The coin business especially is booming. Lots of people are coming in and selling their coins, and so it's a really great time if you're a collector or you want something really kind of unusual to come in and take a look in the cases like I did this week. Brand new things. They've got like 1 ounce sea turtle silver rounds. They're the coolest looking things. I can't even pronounce where they're from, but they're gorgeous.
Sounds awesome. I used to love the troy ounces. When I was in high school, I got a number of them for graduation that year. That was a cool thing. A friend of my dad's was a coin guy, and ever so often, birthdays, whatever like that, he would give people in the family the troy ounces and Statue of Liberty commemorative. I've still got some of those silver troy ounces. And great looking stuff. And you guys have got a great selection of stuff like
great
that.
Great selection. And in between customers today, I was asking one of the guys, hey, between the three of you, not including my mom and me who've been there forever, but just the three guys, dad and the two buyers, Michael and Greg, how much experience do you have? 120 years.
That's phenomenal.
That is phenomenal. Nobody around here has...
I think, you know, I can say that I've got 25 years into like local history and everything like that, and it's hard to trick me, hard to put a new one over on me. I mean, it happens, of course. I don't know everything that ever happened. You wouldn't, but 120 years knowledge,
yeah,
in the coin business,
right.
Numismatics. That's the buyers down at Wright's Coin Shop.
Yeah.
So if you want to deal with local folks who have been in business here for well over 40 years and 120 years combined experience among just those three dudes.
Just three of them.
Man, 298-5402 is the number. That's area code 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. They're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. That's exit 51 off Interstate 40 and just a couple miles out that way across from the Retro Lube and next door to Nevermore Mystical Arts. We got to talk about Nevermore, too, because it's such a fun spot. That's Shelley's store that you opened up. You got it open in time for Halloween last year, didn't you?
I did.
Time flies, but you were open for Halloween.
I was open for Halloween.
The number down there at Nevermore is 505-3182. That's area code 828-505-3182. 828-505-3182. Nevermore Mystical Arts. It's a paranormal boutique. And I think that's a perfect description. Candles, incense, oils, ritual kits, jewelry, Ouija boards.
Tarot cards.
On and on. Herbs.
Herbs.
On and on. Yeah, you got to go in there. That's pretty cool. I was going to mention that Fate Magazine is coming to Asheville. That is the publisher, the lady that holds the trademark, Fate. Phyllis Galdi, she's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, close to Minneapolis. I don't know my Minnesota geography too well, but she's up there and tying up some business, and as soon as possible. When the stars align, she's going to be here in Asheville. She's going to relocate the entire Enterprise. And if folks don't know, Fate Magazine has been publishing. This will be their 70th year. We're throwing around some big numbers.
Big numbers. I remember reading Fate when I was...
A lot of people don't realize that it's still publishing. And the thing is, it's scaled down a lot. It may not be available in all the newsstands and everything like it used to be. I would see it in the grocery store. I'd see it in the checkout next to Alfred Hitchcock Magazine and Reader's Digest and Fate Magazine. And that was the most interesting one of all those other little digests. But Fate Magazine is coming to Asheville, and that's... That's a pretty cool thing. I thought I'd throw that out there because I just thought of it because I guess the last time or one of the last times I was by Nevermore to see you, Shelley, I brought a few of the current issue of Fate Magazine.
And they're all gone.
Oh, they're gone?
They're gone now.
People bought them up.
They did.
That's great. We'll have to make sure Phyllis sends us some of the new issue. They've got a new issue in the works on ayahuasca.
Ooh.
So that might be some interesting stuff. So, yeah, I'll make sure Sam even gets to read that one. Money falling from the sky sparks police investigation. Pedestrians in Indianapolis were surprised Tuesday when green bills began falling from the sky and collecting on the sidewalk and street. I looked up around the buildings to see if anybody had dropped it off as a joke, Michael Attic said. He added there was nobody standing around on top of the building, so it's just a blessing from above. Police investigated the downtown area and found money blowing off a rooftop of a 10-story building. One officer found a couple $100 bills scattered across the roof, including five partial money wrappers that read Federal Reserve Bank. The restaurant on the bottom floor of the building had reported a robbery last Friday, but it was not known if the bills on the roof were related. Authorities are working to find out where the money came from. I would probably tie it to that robbery.
I think so.
Somebody got the money and for whatever reason lost it. Lost it on the roof, but heck yeah! If pennies from heaven, $100 bills from the sky, that's good stuff, man.
That would be good. It was $100 bills, right? Not $1 bills.
Here's what. Yeah, officer reported that he had found a couple hundred $1 bills. Yeah, so it was small bills, very many small bills, but still. I think fun to grab dollar bills out of the air. It kind of reminds you of the game show when you go in the little air booth and the money's blowing around and you got like a minute to grab as much money as you can stuff in your pockets.
Yes.
Doing that out on the street might attract some visitors to your town. $100 fine for man after chicken nugget anger boils over into McDonald's. Nerf gun rampage. That's kind of a fun headline. I'm going to try that one again. $100 fine for man after chicken nugget anger boils over into McDonald's Nerf gun rampage. A man was so angry he did not get his chicken nuggets. He jumped on the counter at McDonald's and fired two toy Nerf guns at a staff member before spraying foam bullets around the fast food outlet. The 22-year-old man was fined for disorderly behavior in the Greymouth District of UK court yesterday. He was angry that he did not get his chicken nuggets. He jumped on the counter, shouted at everyone, and fired the toy guns he had with him before leaving. When he was spoken to by police later, he said he thought it was funny and didn't think anyone would care. The lawyers said the gun was bright fluorescent orange and yellow, fired foam Wrigley things, not bullets, and made it a point to... shoot hundreds of projectiles at everyone working. That's a pretty impressive Nerf gun. The ones we had when I was a kid might shoot six or eight, but he's got 100-round Nerf magazine. I thought those were banned in the UK. There are toys which are for children age 4 to 6. They're clearly toys, and when the thing pops out, it goes about as far away as my friend is, holding his arm out to demonstrate this was not an attack. It was a joke. Regardless, He now realized that his actions were in poor taste. It was a silly thing he did, and he spent 2 hours in custody at the police station for his troubles. I don't know. When people people at the fast food joint can't get your order right, is it okay to shoot them with a Nerf gun?
No.
No.
Probably just find another place.
Gambler leaves casino to rob bank, comes back to gamble more. It's a sure bet he's going to prison. Kenny Rogers saying that a gambler needs to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. He forgot to mention it's not a good idea to leave a casino to rob a bank or to come back to the casino after the robbery and continue gambling. A 52-year-old man pled guilty to second-degree robbery Wednesday, August 2nd, for robbing a bank in Charleston, West Virginia. Authorities said the man was gambling at a nearby casino when he got up from the blackjack table and put a $25 chip in to hold his spot, and then he went to the bank, gave the note a teller saying he had a bomb and a weapon, and left the bank with $5,000, and just went back to the casino and resumed his blackjack game. The man was arrested the next day after detectives received an anonymous tip. After searching his residence, investigators found a yellow legal pad matching paper used for the robbery note, as well as a hat similar to one worn by him in a surveillance video. Detectives also found a large amount of money stuffed into the man's couch. They recovered $500 of the stolen money from the same table where he had been playing blackjack. At a hearing, the man told the judge he'd taken a few drugs the day of the robbery.
A few drugs.
But recognized himself after seeing video from the bank and said he could not remember a thing, but it was like watching someone else who was a total dumbass. The gambler will learn how much time he'll spend in prison when he's sentenced March 2nd. Oh, goodness. The Dark 30 just kicking off, folks. Tune out if you're a little squeamish. This is Joshua P. Warren. Speaking of strange, I'm Vance Pollock. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dark 30 on Joshua P. Warren. Speaking of strange, yeah, we're playing around with the bumpers since I've been hosting, and I like it. We throw in a little punk rock here and there, some oldies, some surf music. Let us know what you think. Speakingofstrange.com or Speaking of Strange on Facebook. Of course, you're listening to Speaking of Strange. Speaking of strain, oh, that's not
good. We're getting old.
Let me straighten my back out. Speaking of strain. Now, woman stabs date, tries to eat his heart in quest to be serial killer. Okay. Linwood, Washington. A woman set up a date at a hotel Sunday night with the intent of killing a man she met online and eating his heart. Police said the suspect later told detectives that the gruesome plan was just one step in her bid to become a serial killer. Well, yeah, it would have to be just one step, because one heart eaten does not make you a serial killer.
It just makes you a little weird.
According to police, she wanted to be a famous evil person in history. Police say the suspect attacked a man she met on Craigslist at the Rodeo Inn in Linwood. Why the Rodeo Inn?
Yeah.
Why do I find that amusing? Police arrested the suspect, a 24-year-old woman, on suspicion of first-degree attempted murder after she allegedly stabbed the 29-year-old victim in the chest, puncturing his lung. The woman was scheduled to make her first court appearance Tuesday afternoon. She isn't being named publicly, pending formal charges. The victim, who police met at a nearby drugstore after receiving a 911 call, told officers he had met the woman on Craigslist through a post seeking dating, not sex. After meeting in person, the pair ended up booking a room at Rodeo Inn in Linwood. Man told police that the woman asked him several times if he was a serial killer. He told her no, and she climbed on top of him and said, "Well, I'm a serial killer," and grabbed a pocket knife, according to court documents. The woman then stabbed him in the chest, according to police, before he eventually broke free, got out of the room, and dialed 911 from the hotel office. And the victim told police he had a difficult time fighting her off because of her weight. He said there had been no argument or altercation before she attacked him. They found the suspect in the parking lot, and the man identified her before leaving for the hospital. According to police, the suspect said, quote, "I'm a loon," when they asked what happened, and said she wanted to become a serial killer and planned to stab the victim to death. She said she planned to eat the victim's heart after she killed him, and said she had already written a note to leave on his body explaining that she planned to kill again, according to police. She said she was pissed as she did not want to be caught till she killed at least 10 people, and she said the police had now made her look foolish and ruined her plans. A judge on Tuesday set $1 million bail.
I think Serial Killer 101, you don't say, "I'm a serial killer." I don't recall ever reading that in, like, the Night Stalker's biography.
Yeah, might want to think of something a little bit bigger than a pocket knife.
She was not very good. Not the work she was cut out for.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Serial loser.
Hey-o!
Substitute teacher performs pantyless cartwheel for students. Sam likes me to talk about panties, so here's a panty story. Police say, of course, one of the kids took a video. A substitute teacher in Oklahoma is facing charges of indecent exposure after allegedly exposing herself while performing a cartwheel. The 31-year-old teacher was arrested on Tuesday for the alleged cartwheel sans underwear before a high school choir class last week. According to the officer's affidavit, the teacher prefaced the kinky cartwheel by talking about her previous drug use and how she thought 14-year-old boys were like men and really hot. The teacher informed the class she was not wearing underwear before launching into the cartwheels, a female teen told police to prove it. The performance was captured on a student's mobile phone. The officer, who later swore out the affidavit, viewed the video, and he noted that the teacher was wearing a long dress, but that her buttocks and organs were clearly visible.
Her organs?
Her sex organs.
Oh.
Were clearly visible when she did her cartwheel and spread eagle during the cartwheel. Police said that when they questioned the teacher, she denied performing an undie-less cartwheel. The language, the writing of these journalists. When officers told her about the video, she stated that she did not remember doing a cartwheel or exposing herself and claimed it was Photoshopped. The teacher is no longer employed as a sub by the school district. Huh. Jail records show she's being held on a complaint of indecent exposure. Her previous criminal record includes pleading guilty to marijuana possession, public intoxication, and possession of drug paraphernalia, pleading guilty to possession of methamphetamine and marijuana in presence of a child, and possession of drug paraphernalia again a few years later. Yeah, I remember when I was holding down a substitute teaching gig and as were some of my friends, and it doesn't surprise me that, there's some...
Is that where your nickname, Vance Pantyless Cartwheel...
I didn't do any pantyless cartwheels, but sometimes it
pantyless
was
pantyless cartwheel polish.
She says she was talking to the students about previous drug use. I found it difficult in a room full of high school kids to not talk to them about drinking and things like that. You probably shouldn't do that. You're the professional, you're the teacher, but you know, when you're hanging out with a bunch of high school kids and you're in your 20s, you want to be cool. And I caught myself wanting to tell drinking stories to high school kids. not good. I'm now a sober alcoholic, folks.
Me too.
Florida cop accused of stealing money from DUI. Oh, Shelley. Rewind.
Oh. Okay, ready?
Florida cop accused of stealing money from DUI suspects. The officer allegedly turned off his body camera before taking money from the suspects' wallets. A Florida sheriff's deputy has been placed on administrative leave following accusations that he stole money from DUI suspects. The deputy was suspended from Volusia County Sheriff's Department. Volusia, that would be Daytona Beach area, right? On Wednesday, after four people arrested for DUI complained that money was stolen from their wallets. The Florida DLE has been investigating the allegations against the deputy for the past 2 months. They obtained a key piece of evidence when the deputy was caught spending a marked bill from a man he arrested. Not too clever. Not too clever, boy. We're getting there, folks. We read the headline during the last break, and yeah, model who promised sex act to 19 million voters says she's tired after the first 400, but vows to continue.
Where's she at?
An Italian model who promised to perform a sex act on 19.4 million voters says she's tired after the first 400, but vows to continue to at least 1 million. What, are they going to have a lottery drawing or something? Glamorous Paolo Salino, 27, is still determined to prove she is a woman of her word after completing the first leg of her so-called Pompa tour to thank everyone who voted no in an Italian referendum. The word pompa means pump in Italian and is slang for the sex act she is offering the no voters. That's good to have a lesson in Italian sex slang during the dark 30 hour. Remember, folks, this is the time to tune out. I think I forgot that disclaimer this segment. Whoops. Paolo made the bizarre pledge as she felt so strongly against constitutional reforms put forward by former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. Paolo wants to make it a million thank yous to voters. When 59% of the electorate voted to reject the changes in November, most people expected the aspiring actress to backtrack. But the first leg kicked off in Rome on January 7th and ended in Palermo January 21st. Paolo has now announced a second leg with 11 more dates.
Don't write a check your butt can't cash.
She now says, my goal is 1 million. I would love 1 million voters I personally thank with a handshake they will never forget. That's not a hand, dear. It added she's in good health and has not sustained any injuries, but her arms are starting to get tired. And Paula also revealed the acts are performed in a private room that she sometimes asks for a timeout as her arms go numb after hours.
Well, I mean, she's only at 400. She's got 999,600 to go.
19.4 million. I mean, maybe the 0.4 million in the course of her lifetime.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Shelley. That's not appropriate. We'll be right back with Speaking of Strange.
never repeat it if we have to, once or twice. We're gonna take it from the bottom and straight to the top. So check it out, party people, it's the human beatbox. And as we told you before, he is the grandmaster, the man with the beast to cause a disaster. The man who's on the top guaranteed to rock. From a positive source, it's the human beatbox. With a million watts of power coming out his mouth, making all the young ladies want to scream and shout. With a thousand beats for every day of the week, to come a beatbox, play one for me. You know the passion is great. The beats are clear. The people are drawn from far and near.
Oh, yeah. Dark 30 on Joshua P. Warren, speaking of strange, a human beatbox. Last week, Sam, you kind of criticized my playlist for a lack of melanin. There's no hip-hop in here. That's a mighty white playlist you got there. And I said, if I were to play hip-hop, it would be based on personal experience. It would be Run-DMC or the Fat Boys. So there you go. Sam pulled out some Fat Boys for us. Love that stuff. That takes me way back.
Way back.
Okay. Woman hears mystery drilling sound in home. Police find something, well, not exactly a drill, in the bathroom. A woman called the police because an unrelenting drilling sound was plaguing her home. And the woman in Bremen, Germany, panicked when the mysterious noise sent vibrations through her house. When she heard the sound, she thought that somebody might be trying to break into her property. But when police cars rolled up and officers rushed inside to investigate. Okay, this is the Dark 30 hour, so if you're easily offended, tune out. They didn't find an intruder or anyone trying to get in. They found a vibrator in the bathtub. The woman was actually quite pleased to find the noise was coming from her sex toy. Police had also heard the strange drilling sound percolating through the house upon entering. They pinned the noise down to the upstairs bathroom and soon found the culprit, but it was a sex toy vibrating out of control. The weird part of the story is the woman claimed she did not own a sex toy and had no idea how it got to be in her tub. That's from the Daily Mirror in the UK. Okay, so that's a little conflicting information. Maybe she was pleased to find that the noise was only coming from the mystery sex toy. I don't know. I would be kind of worried if, you know, a mystery sex toy appeared.
It's happened. I'm not going to say that it never could happen. It has. And you got some splaining to do.
Yeah, I know a story a fellow at work told about being over at his girlfriend's house and the dog running out with a vibrator he had found in the bedroom, and there was some company there that were quite shocked by it. The dog came running through the living room with a toy in his mouth. While we're on the subject, you know, that's my secondhand, but I believed him. He had cell phone photos of the dog with a purple toy in his mouth. Guilty plea for 70-year-old bank robber who chose prison over living with wife. A 70-year-old Kansas City man pled guilty Monday to robbing a bank last year because he said he was tired of living with his wife. Not that he necessarily wanted to succeed at robbing the bank. The man pled guilty Monday in District Court, Kansas City, to the robbery last September of the Bank of Labor in that city. And the man was released on bond after he was charged in September and was accompanied to court by his wife Monday. They declined to comment after the hearing. Darn it.
She came to court, too.
Foiled again. I did not get away with the money.
This is where I was going back.
And I did not get away from
the bigamy You know, it's like this guy's got one wife, and he's robbing banks to go to prison. You got eight or nine?
Oh, bless his heart. Bless his little pea-picking heart. I don't know. When you decide, okay, I'm going to go to prison to get away from my wife, but you think I'm going to rob a bank. So either way, it's going to work out. If I don't get caught, I'm going to get away with some money, which is okay. Might make life bearable with my wife, or I get busted and go to prison. But he gets busted and does not do time. He's sentenced to more marital bliss, 70 years old. Man accused of running around in his undies pulling fire alarm at hotel. This happens in Fort Myers, Florida. A hotel manager told officers one of the people renting a room for the night ran around in his underwear screaming and pulling a fire alarm in the middle of the night. Police records show the man allegedly woke up everyone on one floor before pulling the fire alarm, causing all the guests to rise but probably not shine. He said if he could not fall asleep, no one else in the damn place was going to get any sleep either. The Lee County man told officers he did it because he didn't like the manager's sexual orientation. It freaked him out and gave him insomnia, according to his arrest affidavit. Officers transported him for a free stay at the Gray Bar Hotel. I had never heard that expression before, the Gray Bar Hotel.
Really?
I like that. Yeah, I think, again, that's one of those sort of everyday things. People drunk in a motel will do some things. Southern Culture on the Skids, North Carolina. I always veer towards rock trivia. They've got a song called Cheap Motels that there's a line in there about they've got cinder block walls so you can't be seen walking out naked to the ice machine. It's a great couplet. Town flooded with calls meant for sex lines. Surprise! Someone misprogrammed a display number on a TV station and made a huge mistake. Kind of like the wrong number on the back of the EBT balance in Maine or whatever from a couple weeks back. As a result, late night calls meant for a phone sex hotline instead awoke residents of a Western Irish town who weren't exactly turned on by the disruption. It seems the phone numbers shared by UK adult channel Babe Station were meant for UK callers only. To reach one of the Babe Station girls, callers from Ireland needed to replace the first numeral of the number with an international dialing code, Babe Station said. Many, however, failed to do that and were instead connected with residents of the town of Westport who were aggravated and annoyed, to quote, and to be getting these calls in the middle of the night. One gentleman claims residents also received a call, a town official claims that residents received calls from people trying to reach a TV, a cable helpline, and said that the Commission on Communications Regulation forced Babe Station to change its numbers, and the commission says it's working to identify a solution as soon as possible. Oh, well, yep. They got their wires crossed in Ireland. I don't know. Maybe in the old days, in the days before the 900 numbers, it was popular to call and kind of like Ray Stevens, it's me again, Martha. That was two stories back-to-back that I referenced songs in. See, it's the song thing. There's a song for everything, Sam.
You don't have to tell me.
this is kind of naughty. I don't know what he's going to do for confession. Man caught on camera knocking out Catholic bishop during Mass. In New Jersey, more than 100 parishioners witnessed a terrible attack inside Sacred Heart Cathedral. Video footage shows the 48-year-old man walk into the altar and violently punching the bishop during a prayer. The Saturday afternoon Mass was celebrating local baseball hero Roberto Clemente. Bishop Cruz required 30 stitches after the attack. Police investigators are still trying to determine a motive for the attack. If you have any information, please contact the local authorities there. The man said there was no God, turned around, and left the church after the attack. Do you know Roberto Clemente's career record or whatever? What would have set the guy off? Could the bishop have said something that he took the wrong way about Roberto?
It's a dated reference. I mean, most people who would know Roberto Clemente probably going to be, you know, they're older than us. So this guy must have been harboring some deep-seated baseball aggression for a long time.
And finally, that aggression robbed him of his faith.
He loves some baseball. I mean, you got to admire the man for his gumption.
Shelley, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Intruder clad in SpongeBob outfit stood over sleeping woman. Cops say in St. Petersburg, Florida. Someday, hopefully, the error of his ways will soak in. A woman who had been asleep on her couch woke up to find a male intruder had broken into her home. A 30-year-old man wearing a SpongeBob outfit. He was just standing over her with his penis exposed.
SpongeBob no pants.
Officers say he was arrested trying to hide in a garbage can. Garbage in, garbage out. Clean up your act. Clean up your act, young man. It's not too late to get your life straight. SpongeBob.
No pants.
We'll be right back for the final segment of Speaking of Strange. Crazy here in the studio in the final segment of Speaking of Strange. It is the Dark 30, so be reminded, if there are your little ones around, get them to bed. If you're easily offended, tune out and check back in just a few minutes. Yeah, we do like our music around here. That's a good one. We're just kind of winging it. I like it. I like to keep it fresh. I like to know. Sometimes I'll just hand it over and be like, Sam, just kick us off, man. Hit me. Hit me.
Bop. Bop. Bop.
That's a good one. Homeowner finds massive treasure of coins hidden in family couch. A treasure trove of coins discovered behind a sofa last week has sold for more than $37,888 at auction.
8 cents.
Mm. It was incredible. My eyes lit up. It was quite a find, said the homeowner, who found the hoard of gold sovereigns and silver bars during a routine house clearance, BBC News reported. An estimated 122-carat gold sovereigns dating back to the mid-20th century and 16 solid silver bars were sitting inside a zipped-up suitcase. I went to pick it up and almost pulled my shoulder out of socket. It was so heavy, so I had to drag it out unceremoniously, he added. Auctioneer described the find as incredible. The homeowner requested to remain anonymous. In 2015, the Bank of England warned the British people... warned that British people are hoarding up to 3 billion pounds sterling in cash, with much of that hidden down the back of sofas. Sofas are under mattresses. The average householder has about 345 pounds sterling hidden around the house, Bank of England estimates. Last week's discovery coincides with the 200th anniversary of the modern gold sovereign, a constant of British coinage admired and trusted through times of change. According to the Royal Mint, the sovereign has endured for centuries, and the fact that it is anchored almost as much in the heart as in the purse has defined its character and made it immeasurably more than money, said Dr. Kevin Clancy, director of the Royal Mint Museum, in a statement. Shelley, what do you think about finding 122-carat gold sovereigns?
I think that would be amazing. What a great day.
That's an impressive haul.
It is very impressive.
Impressive.
I love stories.
You got some
like
gold
that.
Sovereigns at Wright's Coin Shop?
Yeah, probably so.
Mm. Some pricey stuff, some high-end buyer's premium and, sort of stuff.
Well, you come out a whole lot better with that stuff if you don't go to auction.
Yeah. It's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The Sunshine Simple Solar Generator, you people know about that. It's the... the best solar generator out there for the money, you know, the most powerful solar generator out there for the money. And if you have some of these winter storms, we're not out of the woods yet, folks. Could happen before Valentine's Day. What if you're snowed in on Valentine's Day? Sunshine Simple. That would help you warm things up, even if you're all alone on Valentine's Day. I don't mean to be negative like that. Just go to sunshinesimple.com. There's some new innovations in the solar Sunshine Simple solar generator system there. Videos. You get schooled on that. It's good stuff. It's awesome. Josh showed me how it works. I'm impressed. You will be too. AIDS-curing pastor claims he removed woman's vaginal warts with the power of his holy shoe. Bizarre footage shows...
Footage?
Bizarre footage, indeed, shows this gentleman passing his footwear to a woman in his congregation. Faith healers are no strangers to outlandish claims. I was going to say outrageous. That's a combination of outlandish and outrageous.
That could be a whole new word.
Outrageous. But this South African pastor stepped things up. There it is. To step things up a notch by purporting to have cured a woman's vaginal warts with his shoe. Good Lord. Bizarre footage shows him asking the woman in his congregation about the pimples, and he yells at the disease, F you sideways, disease, be gone. After a visit to the bathroom, another woman announces that her friend's condition has been miraculously cured to cheers from the congregation. The pastor later told the newspaper, the woman came to me about pimples on her genitals, and this made it impossible for her to sleep with her husband. Because the problem was on a private part, I decided to use the shoe. I believe in miracles, and God uses anything to heal. Get it? To heal.
Oh!
There's so many of those in this story.
You had me with the footage, then you had me with the heel, and...
on and on. Stepped things up a notch. Oh, God. That's going to about wind it up. I specialize in deliverance for those who are demon-possessed, spiritual husbands, and diseases. This is Speaking of Strange. That's what we've been doing for the last 3 hours. Tune in again next week. Thanks, Mobius. Thanks, Josh. Thanks, Brian Hall. Thanks, all our listeners and friends out there. Bye-bye.
Suck it up, Buttercup.